This is Fresh Air. At the recent BET Awards ceremony, Maxwell performed not only a new song, Lake by the Ocean, but also saluted the late Prince with a version of Prince's Nothing Compares to You that found the R&B singer on his knees and the audience on its feet. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Maxwell's new album, Black Summer's Night.
I see your face, you see my face.
The falsetto that beseeches a lover to join him in a romantic escapade, enumerating, as the title of that song says, all the ways love can feel, this is the Maxwell method, by now tried and true. Maxwell's new album, Black Summer's Night, not to be confused with his 2009 album also titled Black Summer's Night, is the second part of a trilogy, projected to be called Black Summer's Night as well. The man is nothing if not persistent in his work habits and his romanticism.
I wanna love you, baby. Say that you'll be with me. Don't leave me out in vain. 'Cause I've been
born in Brooklyn and now in his 40s, Maxwell came to prominence with the 1996 album Maxwell's Urban Hang Suite, a chunk of first-rate neo-soul that found him grouped with artists such as D'Angelo and Erykah Badu, each of whom was sailing slightly against the prevailing tide of hip-hop. Maxwell and the others were not anti-rap or self-deluding nostalgists. It's just that they heard something still vital and open for new variations in soul and R&B music. Called Three is one of the high points of this album. It finds Maxwell approaching the seduction of a woman on various fronts. He's not just looking for someone to lure into the bedroom. He's talking to her about what she's interested in, what she wants to talk about, places they might want to go. I would say that my favorite lines in the song are, "Go to Paris, maybe France, even Russia if you want to dance." Except that the song has already become a little bit famous for another couplet. A rarity for a man who rarely name-checks a public figure, when Maxwell says, "I just want a Michelle Obama lady to hold me down when the world's crazy." Yes, sirree, Maxwell knows how to frame an argument convincingly. Who would not want to go with him on this getaway, described in the song, Lake by the Ocean?
Dazed, I was burned, I was lost deep in the storm of a grave. Had a bed as a coffin. You were only the one that made me fulfilled, only the thing that made me reveal. My destiny was the forest, the beach of a forest. Anything ain't nothing, it's just, it's just.
Part of the gratification of a Maxwell album is hearing the melodies, beats, and grooves constructed with a studio band and musicians that include his longtime collaborator, multi-instrumentalist, and songwriter, Hod David. Together, Maxwell and the music create an atmosphere of free-floating sensuality that is dreamy and roomy enough to accommodate a wide array of emotions. It allows for vulnerability, as he says on one song here, "I'm shy to show you just how weak I am, because sometimes I am not the kind of man I would like to be." Yet that vulnerability is placed within a musical framework that is so confident, so pleasurable, that Maxwell remains a romanticist full of imaginative might and, at his best, a kind of majesty.
Ken Tucker is critic-at-large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Maxwell's new album, Black Summer's Night. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, the wind and our ability to forecast the weather. My guest will be biologist Bill Strever. After writing books about climates of extreme heat and cold, he's written a new book about wind. As part of his research, he put himself at the mercy of the winds in a sailboat journey covering 1,000 miles in 43 days from Texas to Guatemala. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Jenny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.